Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Chair Workouts for Every Fitness Level by James Atkinson is a practical fitness guide centered on seated exercise for strength, movement, and balance. The book belongs to the accessible home exercise category, with particular relevance for seniors, beginners, people with limited mobility, and anyone who needs a low-impact alternative to standing workouts. Its purpose is not to present chair exercise as a secondary option, but as a structured way to train functional movement while reducing barriers such as balance concerns, lack of equipment, or fear of injury. The routines emphasize quick-seated workouts that can be adapted by changing pace, range of motion, resistance, or rest time. Based on its title and available information, the book focuses on realistic exercise execution rather than athletic performance theory. Its value lies in making strength, coordination, circulation, and mobility work approachable for readers who may otherwise find conventional fitness programs impractical or intimidating. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seated exercise as a practical route into functional fitness. A central idea of the book is that a chair can become a reliable base for meaningful exercise, rather than a sign of limited ability. This matters because many people avoid fitness programs not from lack of interest, but because standing routines create concerns about balance, fatigue, joint strain, or coordination. Chair-based training changes the entry point. By placing the body in a seated position, the exerciser can focus on controlled arm, leg, and trunk movements without managing full body stability at the same time. This makes movement more accessible while still addressing real fitness needs. Functional fitness is especially relevant here because the goal is not only calorie burning or muscle appearance. It is the ability to perform daily actions with more control, such as reaching, lifting light objects, rising with better coordination, or maintaining posture. The chair also helps create consistency. A routine that can be done at home in ordinary clothing and with minimal preparation is easier to repeat, which is often more important than high intensity for the intended audience. Secondly, strength, movement, and balance are treated as connected abilities. The title signals three related goals: strength, movement, and balance. The book is best understood as combining these rather than separating them into unrelated categories. Strength work in a seated format can include pushing, pulling, lifting, or controlled limb movements using body weight, light dumbbells, or household objects. Movement work addresses range of motion, circulation, and coordination through repeated patterns that keep joints active. Balance is approached indirectly and carefully, since seated posture reduces fall risk while still allowing the reader to train control of the torso, hips, shoulders, and legs. This integrated approach is useful because physical independence rarely depends on one quality alone. A person may have enough strength to move but lack coordination, or have adequate flexibility but poor control during transitions. Chair workouts can help rebuild these capacities together. The seated position allows the reader to practice controlled motion with less fear, which may support confidence before progressing to more demanding activities. The book therefore positions chair exercise as whole body conditioning, not merely stretching or light movement. Thirdly, progression comes from pace, resistance, and range of motion. The phrase "for every fitness level" implies an adaptable structure. In chair-based exercise, progression does not need to rely on complex equipment or advanced movements. The same exercise can become easier or harder through several practical adjustments. A beginner may use a smaller range of motion, move slowly, avoid added weight, and rest more often. A more capable reader may increase tempo, extend the movement range, add light resistance, or perform more repetitions. This approach is important because the audience for chair workouts is diverse. One reader may be recovering from inactivity, another may be an older adult maintaining mobility, and another may simply want a low-impact routine during a busy day. A fixed difficulty level would exclude too many people. Adaptability also supports safety because readers can work within current capacity rather than forcing a standard design for someone else. The book stands in a useful part of the fitness category because it appears to emphasize scalable movement rather than a rigid program. That makes it practical for gradual improvement without requiring a gym environment. Fourthly, safety depends on setup, warm-up, and controlled form. Chair exercise is often perceived as automatically safe, but the book theme suggests a more responsible view. Safety comes from correct conditions and careful execution. A stable chair is essential, especially one that does not roll or shift during movement. The reader also needs enough space around the chair to move arms and legs without striking nearby furniture. Warm-up movements, such as gentle shoulder, arm, ankle, or leg motions, prepare the joints and increase circulation before the main exercises. This is particularly important for older adults or people returning to activity after long inactivity. Controlled form is another key factor. Moving too quickly, leaning excessively, or using resistance that is too heavy can reduce the value of the exercise and increase strain. Cool down and stretching help bring the body back to rest while supporting flexibility. The safety emphasis differentiates chair workouts from casual seated movement. A structured routine uses the chair as a support system, but it still requires attention to posture, breathing, alignment, and personal limits. Lastly, minimal equipment makes the routines usable in ordinary home settings. A practical strength of the book is its likely focus on exercises that can be completed without specialized gym equipment. Chair workouts fit naturally into home settings because the main tool is already available. And resistance can often be supplied through light hand weights or safe household substitutes. This lowers cost and removes a common obstacle to starting exercise. For seniors, caregivers, and people with limited transportation, home usability is not a minor convenience. It can determine whether exercise happens at all. Minimal equipment also supports short sessions. Quick seated workouts can be inserted into the day without changing location, setting up machines, or following a complex training schedule. This is especially useful for readers who fatigue quickly or who need manageable routines rather than long sessions. The home-based design also makes the book relevant to caregivers and fitness professionals who need simple exercise options for clients with differing abilities. Its value lies in translating basic fitness principles into movements that work within ordinary rooms, ordinary chairs, and ordinary time constraints. In conclusion, Chair Workouts for Every Fitness Level is best suited to readers who want a safe, simple, and structured way to become more active, without relying on standing exercises or gym routines. Seniors, beginners, people with mobility limitations, and those rebuilding confidence after inactivity are the most natural audience. Caregivers and instructors may also find value in the book as a source of accessible movement ideas that can be adapted to different capacities. The practical benefit is clear. Readers can work on strength, joint motion, coordination, circulation, and balance-related control from a stable seated position. The intellectual benefit is a reframing of fitness as something that can be scaled down without becoming meaningless. Compared with many general home workout books, this one stands out because it is organized around a specific physical context, the chair. That focus makes the guidance more relevant for people who are often underserved by mainstream fitness material. Rather than assuming the reader can squat, lunge, run, or hold standing balance, it begins with a more secure base and builds from there. Its realistic positioning is as an inclusive, low-impact exercise guide that values consistency, safety, and functional movement over intensity or athletic performance. If you would like to support James Atkinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.